sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Hey, glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is the 7th of June, and it's 2019. And we are here to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we say to you, we'll talk about you and your money and all points in between and all that. No. We're going to talk markets. We're going to do markets from the get-go today. I'm sure I'll whine and complain about some other things, but we are going to talk markets today. We got a lot of questions about one or two different names, as well as markets and the Fed and what we said yesterday on this show. We must cover that. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And convictionleaders.com, our email service right there, 1 month free. Oh, and money management at the top. And ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, if you just happen to be around, I will be speaking at the Embassy Suites Conference Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, 5001 North Scottsdale Road, part of the Great Financial Fest 2019. Don't miss me. I will be speaking, yes, at 9 a.m., early in the day. But hang around. We're going to have some other things going on that tomorrow. Steve Jurich will be speaking. Many other. Barry Goldwater Jr. will be speaking. I will be there at 9 a.m. Everybody show up. I know it's a beautiful, sunny Saturday in Scottsdale. I get it. No argument out of me. But we'll see you. So, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I said on this show, buy the crap out of all pullbacks. Yeah, me, I said that. And that's not me, you know that, right? I don't usually do that on the show. In fact, I don't think, I'm not sure I've ever talked like that. But let me explain myself. We have watched since 2009 that every time markets get in trouble, unfortunately, and I know what you're saying, well, wait a minute, doesn't it help the markets? Well, when all is said and done, steroids give you heart attacks. Steroids give you avascular necrosis, the deadening of the bones. I know people that have lost their grapefruits because of steroids. Steroids are for now and for a little bit down the road, but when all is said and done, they're very, very bad. And for 10 years, we have watched how every time, not 9 out of 10, but every time markets have gotten trouble, central banks have stood up, recognized it, and done something. And amazingly, even after 10 years, it's still working. And I'm amazed. I am 1,000% amazed that after 10 years, it's still working. I would have thought the market would have shot the middle finger back at these ex-tenured professors that have taken the reins of markets. Not only here, but around the globe. And we have done shows where we went through the past 10 years. We have done shows where, oh, this is what the market did. And then they announced quantitative easing one, printing of money, and this is what the market did. And then it ended and topped out, and this is what they did. And then the market, every time. So we hearken back to December of 2018. We're fast forwarding. And the market was getting creamed. On December 19th, our central bank raised rates a whopping quarter of a point to a whopping 2.5% Fed funds rates. Now, throughout history, Fed funds have been 5%, but I digress. The market kept going down into Christmas Eve day. And I think on the half day, if memory serves me right, the Dow was down 400, 500 points. On Christmas Day, our central bank floated out their feelings to the media on Christmas Day, that instead of we're looking to raise rates 3 or 4 more times in 2019, they changed the verbiage to we can be patient, that we're data dependent and we can be patient now. Patient. On Christmas Day. The market bottomed the next day. On January 4th, it was confirmed live on TV at 10 a.m. what the central bank on purpose floated to the media on Christmas Day. As Jay Powell and the Fed completely changed their stance on their policy. Completely, 100% changed their stance. Whoa. Really? Overnight? You raise rates on the 19th, and on the 24th, you get it in your brain that instead of telling everybody 3 to 4 more hikes, that's it, we're done. Why did they do that? It's because the markets were crapping out. On that day, January 4th, with my blinders on, regardless of what I was even seeing, I said to you on the show, quote unquote, quote unquote, the low is in. The Fed has done it again. And it's working. And we rallied up all the way until the end of April with nary a pullback. Nary a pullback. Nary a pullback. And throughout that whole time, the Fed said nothing. Not a peep. Just that, you know, blah, 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 blah. We can be patient. We can be data dependent. We can be patient, 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 data dependent, patient, 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 data dependent, patient, patient, data dependent, patient, patient, patient. And then market topped. Coming into May, market topped. Dow dropped 7%. S&P 7%. NASDAQ over 10%. Simple as that. Up next. And then what? You'll get my point when I'm done. That and more. Up next. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So... patience the whole time. Patience. We're good. Data dependent. Economy strong. Every day we're hearing from the Fed. Economy strong. Data dependent. Economy strong. Patience. We can sit and watch. Patience. Data dependent. What happened? So what happened? Well, this past Monday, out of nowhere, we get a Fed head named Bullard state, you know, we may be able to look to lower rates. And I'm like, why? Early last week, we were told the economy's strong. What gives? Market bottomed. On Tuesday, the market opened, we told you very simply, here we go again, another low in the market. Another low in the market. And on Wednesday, Powell does the same again. He comes out and confirms. Yeah, we got lower rates in our future. And throughout this time, now all of a sudden they're worried because interest rates have come down. Interest rates have come down and everything's all crappy again. And that's the reason for the change of stance. But no. They blinked on the markets again. And amazingly, and I'm not making this up, off of their change of stance, since Monday, 4 days, that was up 1,200 points. And the market was in bad shape. A change of Fed stance got us 1,200 Dow points in 4 days. The NASDAQ on the week ended up 300 points, but it was down 100 on Monday. After 10 years, it's still working. Now, the emails I've been getting is, why does the Fed have to keep doing this? Can't they leave markets alone? Because it's now evident, this is not about the economy for the Fed. It has zero to do with the economy for the Fed. Absolutely zero. to do with the economy, with the Fed. It's the market. So what gives? Why? What is the thought process for the Fed to do? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have used the line with you guys for a long time. I have never been more optimistic on us and the people. I have never been more pessimistic on them, our government. There's a reason for it. It's a simple reason. There is now $250 trillion of government debt around the globe. You remember in 08 we brought the house down? Do you remember? It wasn't just that housing had topped out. It was the leverage created by Wall Street. They packaged all these bad mortgages. People like Goldman Sachs came out with these products, packaged crappy mortgages, went and shorted them. I'd be in jail if I did that. Went and shorted those packages. The rating services rated them triple A when they should have been rated triple Z. And boom, it was the leverage. It was the leverage. There is now more leverage in the system by a multiplier of I can't even imagine. Remember the word derivatives? It was a four-letter word back then. Remember CDOs and CMOs and MOUSEs? It was a four-letter word back then. There is more of that in the system. Times God knows how much. Central banks have enabled all this debt. Central banks have enabled governments to go 20, like here, $22 trillion of debt. And they know they have to continue with that extra credit card. You know my little story on credit cards. About the person who just keeps getting another credit card in the mail after using up the first one, and always the subsequent credit card has more on it, so that the person's covered until all hell breaks loose. So that's the problem. They're scared crapless of an unwind. They know. They have to know. So they've got to do easy money every time markets get in trouble. That's the story. Up next, we'll do the full market wrap, movers of the day, but I got a couple of more little tidbits. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So let me finish up my point. I am 100% certain that they know. They 100% know they have got to keep markets afloat. But then you ask the question, wait a minute, Gary, if things are so bad, shouldn't markets, when the Fed does do things, just sit? Why do they soar? It's called the default setting for the markets for the last 10 years. Remember, there are oodles and oodles of money out there. There's the programs, the algorithms that get blamed for when the markets go down. But it's the same thing for when the market goes up. Fed does this, boom, and waves and waves and waves of buying get going, and obviously quickly. And I am not making this up when I'm telling you they were mini crashing a bunch of everything going into Monday and got all forgotten about by Friday. Not kidding. If you're looking at Adobe, went down $15 on Monday, got it all back by Wednesday, and another $8 by Friday. They were killing it. That's just one example. Just one. And it just simply gets the juices flowing. That's what happens with the Fed. Which gets me the segue, speaking of what I'm talking about, the froth and speculation, Beyond Meat reports an 11-cent loss. Stock was up $39 today to $138.65. Granted, sales went from 12 million to 40 million year over year. But you got $120 million in sales with an $8.2 billion market cap by the close. $8.2 billion market cap at the close. Juices flowing. By the way, it probably goes to 200 because Mo is Mo. And leave no doubt, they're going to sell a bunch of plant-based meat products going forward. But for an $8.8 billion market cap, all you're doing is selling meat. How much meat can you sell, and what's your competition going to do? The central banks. That's why yesterday I said any pullbacks buy the crap out of the market. But guess what? Guess what happened this morning? We had a terrible employment number. Well, we should get our pullback. Nope. At the close today, the Dow was up 263, S&P 29, NASDAQ 126, NASDAQ 100, 141. What? How can that be? The economy is decelerating. Italy's in a recession. Germany is contracted. Japan's contracted. How can the market go up on a terrible employment number because we're decelerating here? Because of the central banks. Around the globe, they've added $20 trillion bucks into the system, approximately. Kept rates negative, and here we top out at 2.5%. Simple as that. There is your answer. And there is no limitation. Let me be clear, there is no limitation to what they will do. Europe has a -4.4%. -4.4% interest rates. They announced yesterday they could lower rates. Not making this up. Europe, -4.4%. They announced they can lower rates and print more money. Europe. China added $70 billion to the system in the last week. Australia lowered rates. India lowered rates. We are going to lower rates. That's why the market's up today on decelerating economy. And that's it. And it's been going on for 10 years. And to repeat, I and many others are amazed that after 10 years, the market still listens. Now, will there be a point in time where the market... Yes. But as I have told you on many occasions, it could be at 30,000 Dow. It could be at 50,000 Dow. Not making that up. So we'll just keep watching price. And see what happens. You remember 99. Price went to ridiculous amounts. Because somebody was willing to pay a higher price. You remember Bitcoin. You remember Tilray at 300. It's now at 38. Price is just what the people are willing to pay until normalcy eventually returns. That's all. Simple as that. So when I do this dissertation for you about, man, the debt and the deficits, I don't want you to forget price first, everything else second, but the worry is the same people are using the same ideas that created the last two bubbles since 2000, yet this time, though, they went way past the amount of credit cards that your buddy Joe used in the example I use with you guys. And I'm not doing this to scare you or saying it to scare you. I'm stating facts. These are not opinions. There is $250 trillion of debt out there, and the powers that be say don't worry. The same people we bailed out in 08 tell us don't worry. We have $22 trillion of debt here, and they tell us don't worry because that debt's handled and rates are low. Oh, they forget to mention the rates are low because they've been rigged and manipulated by said government. They tell you don't worry. Because they got bailed out. And if it ever happens again, they get bailed out again because they're even too bigger to fail now. Do you realize that the big guys got that much bigger when they weren't supposed to get bigger? Because others went out of business? There's no Merrill. They were bought up. Wachovia was bought up. Bear Stearns was bought. Lehman was bought. They were taken over. So I don't want to beat Debbie Downer on Friday, but I really think it's important. I tell you the facts. These are not opinions. Numbers can't lie. So in all the questions we got from everybody, I think I just answered all of them in a nutshell. They're at it again. and the juices get flowing quickly because buttons are pushed, and boom. Up next, how'd we finish? And much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
So let me give you some action this week to just symbol MDB Mongod. It's one of these computer software companies. They report earnings yesterday. The stock opens at like around 130. It was 135, down $14. They lost 22 cents a share. Okay? Finishes only down 2. Was up $22 today. $22. $10 billion market cap on a company that's never made money. Trading at about 50 times sales. Juice is flowing. Simple as that. It was a magnificent growth day today. Even the ones like Apple, Amazon, Google had a good day today, and they have just been busted up recently on slowing numbers. Facebook, too. Slowing numbers. The talk of, regulatory environment. They got bought, too. But today also was the... Shopify 8, Trade Desk 7. I mentioned MDB. I mentioned Beyond. Chipotle back above the 50-day, up 17. MasterCard 8. HubSpot 5. It was good growth day in the software names and the like. Semiconductors are only up 15. The small caps continue to very much underperform. The transports very much underperforms, but I must tell you, we got a big increase in new yearly high list today, and I will scan that over the weekend. I'm not sure if it's a lot of bond funds or not just yet, but I do know some names went into new yearly high list. By the way, as I speak, I was just invited to President Trump's his second term presidential run rally here in Orlando. They want me to come. That's announcing his running again for the presidency in 2020. Yay. And I'm going to leave it to my report this weekend on other things. MTM, that's the Vail Mountains, was up 19 on earnings. ZM, this recent IPO, up 15. Put symbol ZM, put that up on your screen. Beyond Meat was up 39 to 138. That had a gap, very extended. You can tell there was some short covering at the end of the day. Got up to 148 and dropped $10 at the end of the day. And just overall, pretty damn good day. I don't even have a complaint. The financial J.P. Morgan down $1. Why? Interest rates came down 2.08 on the crappy jobs number. Oil prices were strong at the end of the day. Oil's bounced, but they're still in a bear market. Gold up a little, but just 26 to 8 up. 20 on the New York, 2010 on the NASDAQ. By the way, this whole market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. I knew I had to get that one out. I'm going to repeat it. Buy the crap out of every pullback in the market. Now, the market was up like 360 earlier and finished up 260. That's not the pullback I'm calling for. You know, we're up 1,200 points in the Dow since Tuesday morning. Cut that in half. I don't know if we're going to get that. And I do believe the Fed is a week from Wednesday. And that'll be an announcement of lowering of rates, especially with the jobs number. We will put out a little report to freebie on our website late Sunday night. Just a little technical take of the market. Microsoft, a mega cap, V-shaped move up back to the highs. Up 3 and change. Apple up almost 5. American Express up $1.60. Boeing up 3. Still don't trust it. IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, 3M, Procter & Gamble, Travelers, all dollars. Visa up 3, new high. MasterCard was new high also. McDonald's 2 and change. Broke out at 201. It's 205 in 2 days. And that is your movers on the Dow today. I keep getting asked about Boeing. Same. I think when this is all past, I think it goes much higher. But I don't know if it goes much lower first. And there's still, I think, a lot of risk on litigation, time, and many other things. So again, not for me. Other names, MELI, Mercado Libre, Paycom, PAYC, Okta, OKTA. All those software names we've mentioned here on the show. Screen them this weekend. We suspect, got some more to go. As the juices are back flowing, after what it was amount to a mini meltdown the last week. Have a great weekend. Drive carefully. Don't forget, see me in Scottsdale tomorrow. And when you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.